When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Hi, I'm Jaden Sterling, international best-selling author of the award-winning book, The Alchemy of True Success. And welcome to Soul to Profit Radio, where my guests and I share tips and strategies to help you, the enlightened entrepreneur, take your business to the next level. So make sure you grab paper and pen to write down these amazing tips and strategies that we're going to share with you to help you fill your soul and your wallet. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soul to Profit Radio, where we share tips and strategies to help you fill your soul and your wallet. Today is Wednesday, March the 12th, and I'm happy to be back on air with you live once again to talk with you about this very interesting topic, which is how to create amazing results for our clients without getting burnt out. And, you know, for many of you who have either been a life coach, a therapist, a workshop facilitator, teacher, you know, someone who works closely with others and wants to help them get the best results, it's easy to fall into the trap of wanting so much for our clients because we love them, right? I mean, we absolutely love our clients, and yet it's easy to fall into the trap of wanting too much for them and giving too much of ourselves during the process. So that's what today's show is about. It's a quick show. I'm on air for 30 minutes, so I highly recommend that you start calling in at area code 626-231-0306 to get your spot in the queue to get a free mini wealth and wisdom reading from my Manifesting Wealth and Wisdom Daily Oracle card deck. So yeah, you know, as we go about our day, you know, whether you're coaching people one-on-one or facilitating workshops, it's really, really important to allow for you to take care of yourself during that process. You know, it's so easy to start working with your clients. You know, maybe you're just starting out working with clients, and maybe you've just formalized your business where you're realizing that your soul's purpose is to work with others and to help others achieve their goals, and that's awesome. I mean, hats off to you. That's a lofty, wonderful endeavor if that is something that is resonating with you and something that you're, you know, moving ahead with. So this show is really for you, for those folks who know that there's a calling deep within you to be of service to others, and also to realize that it's important to take care of yourself during that process. So, you know, let's talk about how we overdo it with clients or overdo it during events. You know, maybe you're a speaker and you travel quite a bit on the road and you speak to live audiences and groups, or maybe you facilitate webinars or teleseminars. You know, however you interface with your clients is great, and it's certainly important to do a lot of that as you're building your business and as you're gaining clarity around your message. You know, maybe some of you are sitting there going, well, yeah, I know I'm going to be working with people one-on-one, but, you know, I'm not 100% sure about what I'm going to be doing. And it's good that you're listening to this show now, because you won't do the things that I did and the mistakes that I made throughout these last, it's probably been 4 or 5 years now, probably 5 years now, of being a professional consultant and being a speaker, professional speaker. And, you know, I noticed that during the early years in my career, and I still to this day will make some of these mistakes. So that's why I felt guided to do this show for you, so that you, you know, maybe you can catch yourself before you start in on this path of getting burnt out and as you deliver your, you know, your message to others. And again, I'll give that call-in number. It's area code 626-231-0306. Would love to hear from you. Maybe you'll share your personal story about what you've gone through as an expert in your field, and so that you don't get burnt out during your delivery process with your clients. So let's talk about, you know, what that looks like, and as I've described, as we overdo it. So overdoing it during a session with a client or a speech or a weekend workshop, is, you know, may look like this, where you try to fit too much in. Maybe you're not asking enough questions to your client, and that leads to the next point, that you're teaching too much. Or maybe you're thinking for the client a little too much by telling what you believe they can benefit from hearing, rather than asking the right question to get the client to think for themselves. And that's really, really important. Or maybe you're delivering a speech and in between breaks you're not allowing yourself to catch your breath and to get centered or to get a glass of water, you know, because oftentimes as you get off stage, you've probably had the experience of people rushing up to you and wanting to talk with you, and, you know, they want to share their stories with you, and it's wonderful, wonderful to interact with the audience, but there's always a time and place for that. And that's why it's really crucial, particularly if you're doing an all-day event, to honor yourself during those breaks. You know, maybe you'll set up two or three breaks, 15 minutes each. That's when you need to exit the stage, go back to your hotel room if you're in a venue that has hotel rooms, or go back to, you know, some kind of quiet space for you to just, you know, take a breath and to relax and, you know, to get centered again, because it takes a lot out of us as we speak from the stage. So I have a couple tips for you how for you to get the best results for your clients without giving too much of yourself away. And the first tip is to become aware when you're doing it, because you can't change what you're not aware of. And you know, my awareness started showing up for me when I did an event. I was a speaker at an event, an all-day event, about 6 years ago. And when I got off stage, and there were about 100 people in the audience, and I wanted to give up my all. You know, I went in there and made sure that you know, I really, really shared a lot of good content with people and wanted them to have the best experience ever. And in that, I noticed that I really burned out my adrenal glands, so I depleted myself of all the energy. So rather than saving energy for myself, I just gave it all away. And by the end of the day, I couldn't be around people. I just couldn't handle it. I had to go back to my hotel room and rest, and I think I was tired for 2 days after that event, and I realized, wow, I can't keep doing this. You know, I need to figure out a way to allow myself to enjoy the process, you know, enjoy the whole experience, which also means not working so hard. And, you know, maybe some of you can relate to what I'm saying. The next step that I highly recommend is to plan for your time with your client by creating an outline of what you want to cover, and then I highly recommend you take half of the content out. So if your time with that client is going to be for 60 minutes, and really during 60 minutes you can't fully give more than 3 tips, or else you're going to lose the client and overwhelm them. So if you have an agenda packed full of information that you want to share with that coaching client, because you just, you know, you want to give so much and you really want to help that client make the best results in their life. So I recommend looking at your agenda. Any more than 3 points, remove them. And, you know, I've even had to learn this with packing, like going on vacation. You know, I don't know if any of, if you've had this experience or not, but I'll pack my suitcase for, let's say I'm, you know, we're going for 5 days or 7 days. And I always overpack. So what I forced myself to do is right before I leave, I go into my suitcase and I take out half of my clothes, literally, just remove half of them. And then I've lightened my load. I've got room for, you know, to bring things back. And it's all good. And I invariably have plenty of clothes for my trip, even though I forced myself to take out half of my clothes before I go away. So I started doing this with my speeches as well and with my coaching clients and the outlines that I would prepare for them. I started looking at those and I said to myself, okay, where can I take out, you know, where can I remove half of the material for this particular speech or coaching client? So that's another tip that's helped me quite a bit, hopefully will help you. Okay, the third tip is to honor yourself by taking breaks during the sessions. And I talked about this briefly, but, you know, if you are in an event, if you're delivering, you know, let's say you have an all-day event and it's a workshop or, you know, what, or you're a speaker at a workshop, but if you're all day at an event, make sure that you honor yourself by taking breaks for you, which could mean you know, whatever. You breathe, you drink water, you relax, you get centered again, you know, you allow for yourself to fill up your cup again. So that's super important. And before I give some other tips, I wanted to share with you that on April 13th, that's a Sunday, I'm going to be in Calgary speaking at the Body, Soul, and Spirit Expo. That's Calgary this coming April. It's a Sunday at 2 p.m. I'll be delivering a workshop from 2 to 4. It is $57, and for those who sign up, we're actually giving you a 2-for-1. So it won't say at checkout, but just know that as you register, you will be able to bring a friend for free. So both of you, you know, maybe a split it or whatever you'd like to do. But I'd love to see you there. I'm going to be at the Body, Soul, and Spirit Expo. Email me for more information. I'm happy to share that. And I'll also put a link for the expo on my page, on my Facebook page, which is Jaden, J-A-D-E-N, Sterling's Wealth and Wisdom. So make sure you go there. I'd appreciate you going there, clicking the like button. That's always a good thing. And again, that's Jaden Sterling's Wealth and Wisdom. Click the like button. And if you haven't already opted into my email list, click the free ebook here and I will send you my ebook, which is Your Destiny Delivered, and also some other great freebies as we go along, and I think you'll really enjoy that as well. So that's I will again post a link for that event on my Facebook page. So if you're interested, please check that out. Love to see you at that event. It's going to be a fantastic weekend. Chandler always does a great job. I spoke at that event 4 years ago on stage. I had a Saturday speech there on wealth, accumulating wealth, and then on Sunday as well around success. And so this will be a continuation of that. I'll be speaking on Saturday and Sunday, but the workshop is Sunday in the main workshop room at 2 o'clock. So I hope to see you there. Okay, so let me go on. Again, if you've just joined the show, we're talking about how to maintain your energy, your enthusiasm, your fun while you're working with your clients and not giving away too much, you know, not giving too much of yourself. So another huge, huge thing that I've learned in this process is to ask your clients questions, especially after they ask you one. So I've learned that whenever my clients start a question to me, which starts with, what should I do when? Or what should I do if? You know, it's like when they're wanting you to tell them what to do. That is a fantastic time to turn it around and respond to them by saying, what does your gut tell you? So, you know, again, if a client is asking for you to tell them what to do, and remember, that's not our job, right, as a consultant or a coach or an expert, that is not our job to tell people what to do. Our job is to simply guide them to their inner knowing. Okay, and I see there's a caller in the queue. Last four digits are 1045. Please hit the button that shows that you have a question, and then I can take your call, or maybe you are in there just listening to the show. I don't want to click on there if you're simply listening, but there's a oh, you do have a question. Okay. Hold on one second. Let's see who this is. Hello, caller. You're on the
hey,
air.
Hey, Jaden.
Hey, Pete.
Hey, Jaden.
How are
you? This is Pete Kosselboom. How you doing? I'm
good.
Good.
I recognize your voice.
Yeah, I finally actually listened to your show, got where I was on the show at the right time. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm great. So,
good.
Are you going to do – I'm sorry, go ahead.
Do you have that issue of giving away a little too much of yourself to your clients?
Yeah, I do actually, and that's something I've been changing. Thanks to you and Constance with the you know with the program that we're going through, the wealth creation. You know, I've started making more. I don't want to say demands, but I've started putting down more. What's the word? Just kind of putting my foot down, saying I will and I won't do this.
Mm-hmm. There you go. So setting some clear boundaries with your clients.
Right. Right.
Excellent. So, would you like a mini reading today?
I would love a mini reading. And I have to give a shout-out to Jaden's Daily Oracle cards. Those are awesome. Everybody should go get them for your iTunes, for your iPads.
Oh, thank you for that. Yeah, I saw your thing on Facebook that you're asking about what was it, abundance? And
I asked, my question was, am I in line with my abundance? And I clicked the shuffle, and the card was abundance. And it was like, okay,
that's
crazy
awesome.
Town.
That's crazy good. Yeah, those cards are amazing. They're so accurate. Pete is referring to my Manifesting Wealth and Wisdom Daily Oracle card app that is out now because of our good buddy Don. He made all that happen. So the app is out, and you can get it on your iPhone, iPad, and we're working on the Android users too. So, Pete, mm-hmm. Do you have a particular question?
Let's see. Well, what would be my particular question? I guess just more clarity and another nods up to everything is just kind of coming to me, because it's just kind of like nice to know from spirit that I'm on the right path.
Well, let me tell you, Pete, what card I pulled for you. I pulled the 8 card. And let me share how amazing this card is, because this is the only numbered card in the deck. And 8, as you know, represents money. It's the number for money. And its side is also the infinity card. So it says here, Pete, drawing the 8 card represents the final point of manifestation. You can now take comfort in knowing all your hard work and determination will yield multiple blessings and good fortune. Wow. Pete, that's big.
That's fantastic.
So,
and I had some good abundance news this week. So, yeah, that's great.
Excellent. So what I would say to you, though, Pete, is – there's still some residual worry going on with you,
mm-hmm.
and it's really important to drop the worry.
Okay.
So what is the worry about?
I haven't finished my taxes this year, and just looking at the numbers, and it's just kind of like I'm in the knowing, but it's just kind of you see the numbers, and you're just like, okay, all is well, So
yeah.
it's the duality of it, of knowing spirit's there, but then the where it is, and just relaxing in it.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, worry once.
Worry once, okay. And I've done
you
that.
You know what I'm saying?
So now I can let it go.
And then you can let it go, my friend.
I gotcha. Well, like I say, I have gotten some good abundance news this week. So, yeah, so I can definitely see. I can definitely see it.
There you go.
It's awesome.
All right. Well,
awesome.
You you know, there isn't a greater, more affirmative card for you in this deck than the eight, and it's for you, my friend. So stay
wow.
confident, keep trusting and believing in the universe and in yourself, and you're good to go.
Awesome. Thank you, Jaden. I can't tell you how much that means to me.
You're welcome, Pete. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So, you know, boy, a lot of us can take, and I see we've got some other callers, and I'll get to you in a moment, but a lot of us can take heed to that message, can't we, where we need to only worry once about our situation. If you worry more than once, then it's more of a form of self-torture, and it's just not worth it. You know, just stop worrying, drop the worry, and then move along. Take action. Worry is always about a future event. It's never about what is going on in the moment. So, and we know for a fact that it's like the numbers are mind-boggling, but 90% of what you are currently worrying about doesn't even happen. Like, it doesn't even come true. So that's 9 out of 10 things that you're worried about will not even take place. So there's another reason to stop the worry. You don't need to torture yourself and to move along. And let's see who else is on the air here. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, Jaden. It's Lori.
Hey, Lori. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. I'm glad you called in.
Me too. I just tuned in, so I haven't been quite following everything. So forgive me for that. I just tuned in. I was just able to get on. But my question is, I'm doing so many different things. I'm a psychic and healer, and I just stepped out in a big way. I have a group in my local city that's about 240 people, and had to sort of divorce my co-facilitator and co-organizer. Felt called to do that about 9 months ago, and it took me 9 months to decide, you know, that I needed to do this. So I've stepped out, and I don't have a major plan yet, but I know that I was supposed to do this, and I need to make a living too. And I just wanted to know what you saw, whatever you can offer, I would appreciate.
Sure. Well, the first thing I feel is a congratulations is in order, because that was a very big decision, but it was key for you to make and to follow through with in order for your group to grow and expand.
Yes.
So congrats on that. That's awesome.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. Let me pull a card from you from my Manifesting Wealth and Wisdom Daily Oracle card deck, and let's see what comes up. Okay, so Lori, the first card I pulled for you was the Charity card.
Yes.
And you know, and that's big. So whenever I see this card, it's a reminder that to really look at what your intentions are for what you're doing. And,
yes.
You know, charity, as you know, is being of service. It's one of the highest vibrations that we put out into the universe from our heart and from, you know, our resources. So that's beautiful. That tells me that you're absolutely on the right track with your thinking behind what you're doing.
Okay.
And do you feel that as well?
I do. You know, this show, I was attracted to it because, you know, the theme is clients, working with clients without feeling depleted, exhausted, and spent. And I walked away from a situation where there was very little reward. I was giving too much, and in fact, I became very ill because of this situation, because I was giving way too much, and I have moved my group into a different situation where I still have the intention of being of service and help, but there needs to be an energy exchange. There needs to be a financial exchange in some way. And I think I'm having kind of a difficult time in making that leap into monetizing what I do.
Yeah.
Does that make
sense?
That's,
it does make sense. And a lot of people struggle with that. I, too, have struggled with that in the past. And this is how I overcame it.
I
realized that it was a quote that I heard, Lori, that really struck me. And it was the quote that the most generous person is the one who receives.
Okay.
So what is happening is you're having a difficulty with receiving.
Yes.
And and that's not just on this one level. It's in other areas of your life, and you already know what that's about, so we don't have to talk
right.
about that. But, yeah, so it's in multiple areas. And what I'm going to urge you to do is it's got to be a fee. There's got to be something attached to it. When's your next group?
Well, I'm still looking for a venue.
You are? Okay.
Yes, I have all these. I have 240 people that are just waiting for me to – you know, find the venue and structure it in such a way that needs to be done. So I'm so lucky that I have these wonderful souls just waiting for me, you know, to decide what way I'm going to go.
All right, so you're going to need money for the venue.
Yes.
So what I would recommend is you put an email out to all these wonderful souls and say, you know, in order to move forward in the way that we, you know, that we intend to, this needs to be more of a collaborative process, and do it in your own words, but in such a way, you know, that, you know, charge something for each session. It can be $15 even. It can be, and just call it a drop-in fee. You know, there's a drop-in fee of $15 that will help with mitigating costs and allow us to have a meeting space.
Okay.
And you deserve to get paid for your time, energy, and effort, because if you're not even collecting money for it, then you're missing out on a whole bunch of other rewards that can come from it.
That's true. That's true. Okay. All right. I'm writing this down. I will do that. That's a good idea. Okay.
All right, Lori. The next
you.
Card I pulled for you, I don't have much time left, but the next card is the advisor's card. And it says, drawing this card indicates it's important for you to consult with others regarding your current situation. You might find it helpful to consult with a highly recommended attorney, CPA, life coach, therapist, or healer. I think you have enough people in your life that are around you that can assist you. I think you need to start asking for help.
Okay.
All right.
I will do that. Yes. You're right on, Jaden. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Lori.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, that's such an important thing, is to ask people for help. That is huge. There is nothing wrong with asking others for help. As we know, the most generous person is the one who receives. Think about how good you feel when you give to someone. Now, allow them to feel that good to give to you. So let me take one more caller. We don't have much time. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Hello. Hello, your phone ends in 8787. Are you there? Okay.
Me?
Hello, yes.
Hello. Oh, hey, that's me. I didn't know I was on for the... This is Don. I didn't know
Hi,
I was
Don.
On for the queue. I did have something I wanted to talk about, though.
Sure, you got 30 seconds. Go for it.
Yeah, I want to say that everything that I've given freely always comes back to me in a much bigger way. So I think you're I just want to reinforce that. I think you're right on the money.
Awesome, my brother. Thank you. And you are a wonderful giver, and it all comes back. So thank you so much for that. Don, let me put you back on hold, buddy. Have a great day.
You too, bro.
So, you know, yeah, Don is a perfect example of that. And many of you, as long as you're allowing for this to happen in your life, allowing for the natural flow of return to you, it's so important. Then you won't feel that you're getting burnt out from your clients. Then you won't have to get sick in order to take time out for yourself. You'll be able to honor yourself through the process, and that's what this is all about. So everyone, I hope you have a fantastic week. Remember to honor yourself first and foremost in all the things that you do. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.